Now, earlier we were speaking about some of the issues that might affect our young children going into the summer season. But what about the issues that some people will face while attending festivals during this festival season? Well, Dr. Catherine Ledden is a medical doctor working in psychiatry, and her brother Michael Ledden is a psychotherapist. And both of them are founding members of a, listen to this now very carefully, a festival welfare service. It's called PsyCare Ireland, and they're in studio to discuss all. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. Jen. Good morning. Okay, so Michael, what is PsyCare? Tell me.
So PsyCare isn't a new idea. There's other services like ours abroad.
Okay.
But we're trying to bring it to Ireland, where there can be welfare tents at festivals where people can come if they're in any kind of psychological distress. But we also know festivals can be chaotic, kind of crazy environments where there's a lot of drug taking and a lot of alcohol used. So we see a lot of people get into difficulty through that. So we have a trained team of volunteers that can sit with people when they're in distress. And we also do harm reduction information. So we give out like leaflets, tell people the only safe way to use drugs is not to use them. But the common fact is people are using drugs at festivals.
Do you have a percentage on that? I know there was a survey done, and the percentages, over a million people attend Irish music festivals every year. And in 2021, a HSE survey found that 94%.
Mm-hmm.
94% respondents said they had used drugs at a festival. So it's happening.
It's totally happening, and there's lots of polydrug use as well. People using alcohol, mixing all kinds of drugs together that maybe don't go together. So
yeah,
that's what we see a lot of at the festivals we did last year. People coming in, they don't know what they've taken. They're completely overwhelmed, completely distressed. And normally at a festival, there's nowhere for them to go.
So is that why you decide to set up this?
Absolutely. And like, speaking from our own experiences, we've been going to festivals since we were teenagers, and we've seen amongst our friends and people that we don't know, just people end up lying face down in a field with no support.
Yeah.
Or people crying, people presenting to services at the festival in very acute states of distress, sometimes being told to go cry it off in their tent, for example, you know. Like, we heard a story last year that somebody who was suicidal was told that they weren't welcome in the medical tent because they'd taken drugs, and that it was their fault, and that they needed to clear space for people who were actually sick. So
there will be a medical tent.
Yes.
So this is the medical tent, and then we have the welfare. We have your tent. So if people, it sounds like a very open and safe space, and people can go for any kind of need.
Absolutely. And we see people coming in with all kinds of issues, like related to substances, and many people coming in who haven't taken anything as well.
Of course.
For example, people who are recently bereaved, who find themselves at a music festival and they're like, oh, I'm feeling really overwhelmed. I feel like I shouldn't have come here. I just need somebody to talk to.
Wow.
It's a big part of what we do.
Okay, it sounds amazing. So tell me, why and how did this happen? Were you guys festival goers? Did you see stuff at festivals? Is that what kind of instigated this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure. Well, in 2020, Mick was over volunteering with PsyCare UK, and he came back. This was kind of, Ireland was still kind of in lockdown, but he came back like a man possessed, being like, Kat, we need to make this happen in Ireland. How do we do this?
How do you do that?
So thankfully, we actually had a good number of connections through friends of friends. We met somebody called Declan Hammond, who works as a therapist and a homeopath, but also has extensive experience volunteering with Cosmicare at Boom Festival in Portugal, which is called a psychedelic transformational festival where drugs are legalised. They have a drug testing service. So Declan was the person who really had seen it in action and had the years of experience and really helped us make it happen.
Okay. And is this voluntary? Do people volunteer to be in the PsyCare tent at a festival? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. So just even in the last 2 days, we just trained 70 people in how to sit with people.
70?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we trained 40 last year, and this year we're training 100 people to get on board. So we give them sort of an online training, and then we give them a full in-person day of how to deal with various types of states people come in, and also how to, of course, look after people, identify if there's a medical need. So we work really closely with medics, security, Gardaí. You know, if somebody has a medical need, you know, we need to get them seen by medics, but also mm-hmm. we can take pressure off medics and Gardaí, you know, that the cases that their hands are too full to deal with, we can deal with. But yeah, our volunteers, they come and work with us. They do a 6-hour shift. Then we aim to give them 24 hours off. So like volunteer welfare is really important, that we don't burn out as well. So yeah, so it's a completely volunteer-led project.
So what festivals can we expect to see you guys at this year?
We're currently in negotiations with a number of festivals, so I don't want to talk too much about things that are still in the works, but sure. We have been confirmed for another Love Story and Fwynniv Festival. Fwynniv was one of the first projects that actually gave us the go-ahead, and we were there last year. It was the first time that we provided a full welfare service, and we received an amazing welcome there, and we were so happy to be part of it.
And I suppose any parent who's listening right now, if kids are in school mm-hmm. or whatever, they're going, oh, okay, if my kid really wants to go to a festival, that's the one I'd feel them comfortable going to. Not totally. To say that they're going to take drugs, because that 94% figure that we were talking about includes drugs and alcohol as well, and obviously there's huge problems with alcohol at festivals and dehydration if the weather's good and all that kind of stuff. But to know that a service is there at a festival is a relief, really. It really is. And I really hope you get into every single festival in the country. So tell us about the benefit gig that's taken place this week. What's that all about?
Sure. So I've been kind of tasked with organising that. So this Thursday from 7 p.m. until 11, we're hosting a benefit concert where we will have an evening of music, but also an opportunity to come and meet and greet some of the volunteers from PsyCare and some of the core team. We'll be talking a little bit about what we do on the night. We'll also be hosting a raffle, which if you can't actually make the gig, you can still take part, and we'll be announcing the winners of that on the night. So for only €7.50, all proceeds going to PsyCare, you could be within a chance of winning 2 full weekend festival tickets to Another Love Story, Fwynniv Festival, and Beyond the Pale as well have donated 2 tickets.
Amazing.
There's also some other gig tickets up for grabs for some nightclubs in Dublin. And on the night, we're actually going to have some excellent DJs on. So it's not going to be too hard. The music is going to be like pretty chill, relaxed vibes. It's going to be a space where people can talk, but also have a dance. So our headlining acts are Adult Store, and then some of our friends, DJs, One Can Chan and Falks, will be supporting.
Deadly. And are you looking to recruit more volunteers for PsyCare?
We are. We're actually having another training day. I might let you talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've another training day coming up in June. And although the kind of the slots are kind of full for this year, we do really encourage people to get in touch, because if bigger festivals do want to engage with us, and I hope if they're listening that they will, that then we might need to take on some extra recruits for the late summer big festivals.
I think it's their duty to get in touch and see what you guys have to say. Where can people find out more if they want more information on it and what you guys do?
Yeah, our website's www.psycareireland.org. And we're very active on Instagram. So it's just, the handle is at PsyCare, PSYCARE Ireland. Those are really the main places you can reach out to us.
Okay, mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, Catherine and Michael, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. There we go. That was Dr. Catherine Ledden, a medical doctor working in psychiatry, and her brother, Michael Ledden, a psychotherapist. And they are the founding members of the volunteer-led festival welfare service called PsyCare Ireland. And if you would like to get in touch, you can go to psycareireland.org or find them on Instagram. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.